meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Greg Barrett is here tonight. Greg is the co-author of He's Just Not That Into You, which I saw featured on Oprah, I think, a couple months back. And I don't know if it was you who was on it, or the co-author, or you're both
me.
On it.
Yeah, it was,
it was you.
Yeah, it was me. Well, you're both on there, but I sat in the chair next to Oprah.
You're the funny one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I got to say, and by the way, New York Times bestseller list, Wall Street Journal bestseller list, USA Today bestseller list, and all sorts of good things. Also, Greg was a consultant for 3 seasons on Sex and the City. Which I enjoy, and
what?
Yes, I take a certain. There's a few shows I take a certain amount of crap.
You've
for,
never
for
admitted
enjoying.
That. You've never not here.
What do you mean? I've said I like Sex and the City.
I've never heard you say that. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
Well, it's never really come up.
Yeah,
you don't have to apologize, Drew. Make me seem like an ogre. But what I mean is I enjoy the show. I watch it. I watch that. I watch Blowout. But a gay hairdresser. I watch. Oh, yeah. I liked Sex and the City, and everyone was like, you don't get a lot of manly points for enjoying that show,
no,
by
no,
the way.
No.
As I would explain to people, though, it's because I was secure with my sexuality, which then made me insecure because I had to explain it.
Right, right.
And now I'm back at gay again.
Right.
But back at gay again, write that down. It's going to be my book. But the point is you know, when you compared it to certainly whatever else was out there, with the exception of, you know, maybe The Sopranos and a handful of other shows, I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Nice job.
Thank you.
And but when I saw you featured on Oprah, and I saw the information that was being dispensed about, you know, the guy's not calling you back, he's just not that into you, I would say to myself, no duh.
Yeah, of course. Right. Because it makes total sense.
What is the knowiest, duhiest, no, the un-no-duhiest point of he's just not that into you?
You mean the most sophisticated point?
Yeah, not even sophisticated in a complicated way, but I mean, they're those
nuance.
Look, if you go on 2 dates with a guy and he says he's going to call you and he never calls you back, he's just not that into you. That's one of those, all right.
Yeah, they're all really simple.
That. Give me the most complex one.
The most complex one?
Or the one that I wouldn't have thought of, is what
I'm
saying. One that Drew wouldn't have thought
of?
Well,
there's an area that I think is a little more intuitive, which is the guy is dating vigorously,
right,
but isn't going to stick around, and only other guys would kind of see that.
You know what I mean? The girls, dating you vigorously everyone?
The guy's dating some woman, and they're like hanging out all the time, they're having sex all the time, they're practically living together, and you can tell as a guy,
it's not going to go the distance.
The women seem not to be able to perceive that at all.
Which is why it's called he's just not that into you.
But
what is it into you?
How do they know when they're in one of those relationships? That's, I think, what he's looking for. How does a woman know she's into something with a guy who's not?
Because he's unwilling to discuss the future of the relationship, or he's unwilling to do any of the things that he says he's going to do. It's really pretty simple.
He just keeps procrastinating.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't think that you needed a chapter called he's just not that into you if he's married to somebody else.
Mm. Right.
And yet you do.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
Just, it's very, I mean, you can't believe
it. Women build castles, you know, they weave yarns.
Yeah, yeah, they really do.
Yeah. Out of pastry, they don't actually make
yarn.
Castles.
No, I mean,
in real
life,
we got to build the stuff.
I mean, marzipan.
Yeah,
marzipan.
They build stuff out of clouds in their head.
Right.
We actually have to build a suspension bridge and have
the
400 guys die trying to dig the tunnels. They build stuff out of clouds.
Yeah.
Their girders are pixie dust.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Their panels are like angel farts. Yeah, they don't actually build anything. That's really what they do. They're really construction. They're
Did you say angel farts?
Yes.
I was just trying to follow.
World's worst cereal. If you remember that from the 70s. No, women really, and the other mistake I think women make is they go, and this is not about dating, but this is the horrible relationship where they're like, well, I've been in it for 3.5 years. I've invested this time. Like some stock that's plummeting that you never want to sell.
Right, yeah, because you think someday it's going to come back.
Like, well, Yeah, and oh, I bought it $50 a share, and it's down to 18. Well, it'll it's going to 10.
Yeah, it could go to zero.
Essentially,
which is most of these guys are going.
Yeah, and essentially, what you're saying is like women suffer from the affliction of hope,
right?
Which is really kind of sad, but it is that sort of thing where women have more faith in something a lot of times.
But guys don't come around. You know
not
what I mean?
Really.
And I also think that they don't completely know they're just not that into it. They just don't know what it is yet until they see the right thing. But
the
they
guys
just know they don't want to go further.
Right.
I think sometimes you're in a relationship with somebody and you enjoy them and you're like, I'm trying to make this work. But when you really think about it, you're like, yeah, no, I'm not going the distance. I just
don't
know what to do.
I also think it's guys are not at that point in their life when they can go further with it. You know what I mean? Some guys have let the right one go because they just weren't able to go on at that point in their life.
But don't you think that the right one, it would inspire you to get your life together? Like
most
when
guys
I met my
not.
Wife, I was just an open mic nobody, trying, but I was like, I don't have time to wait. I want to marry this person. It'll come together while I'm
I
with
think that's rare.
How old?
I really
well,
do.
Depends
yeah.
how old you were.
Yeah, it depends how old you were. Absolutely.
30 something.
Oh, okay.
33.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
Oh,
33.
If you were 24, though, or 22,
right.
yeah.
forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah, obviously, well, look, if you're doing open mics and you're waiting tables and you're living in a single apartment.
Right.
And one of the chicks from the model show. What the hell show is that? The World's Greatest Model. Where the hell that Tyra Banks show?
Next
big model. Yeah, if she wants to start dating you, you might throw it all away and take a chance and get married.
Yes.
I mean, if somebody completely, if someone you recognize from TV or just completely out of your league comes in, yeah. But in general, you don't get to date those people. You get to date the waitress who you're working with.
You mean date at the level that you're at.
You date at the level you're at. And and when you meet her at 24, you're usually not ready. Now, see, guys have a little bit of a plan oftentimes, too, which is you're dating at the level you're at. And when you're a 24-year-old chick, you're peaking out. You're redlining level-wise. I mean, you just are. You're not going to get any better looking. You're not getting any thinner. And we don't care if you're richer. You know what I mean? We don't care the position you hold. That's
it. In life. In society.
In society. Yeah. I mean, the reality is I don't speak for all guys, but 98% of them and straight guys. The point is as a woman, you could be working at a coffee shop hot in 23, and that's basically as high as your number's going. Now, the guy...
Your rating number.
Your rating
dating,
number.
Yeah,
you're only going to get older and put on a couple of pounds.
Right.
Now, look, I'm not saying you could be a more complex person or learn more, be more interesting. It just doesn't... Guys don't really... You get half a point as far as the guys go.
Right.
In the dating market.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So the point is now when you're a guy and you're 23 and you're working next to her at the thing, your number still could go way up. You got an idea for business. You're
but
working
so you're saying
on
that, they,
a degree.
That she doesn't really have room for growth. Like you're saying she's not going past the waitress
thing. She can have all the interpersonal growth she wants and all the emotional growth she wants. But as far as her number goes, not really.
Like so she hasn't got a foothold in some other career. It's probably not going to happen.
No. He's saying that to guys, it doesn't matter. Even
if
she becomes a nuclear physicist.
Oh, is that right?
Doesn't matter what she does. Yeah, unless... she starts a, porn company or something. The guy's really in, what I mean? There's something very specific.
But don't you think there's, it doesn't matter if she does. You don't feel like that makes a difference. Because to me, I find that incredibly attractive, somebody who has a life, or does
someone's
something.
Wife's listening to the show.
No, but I swear to God, I think that's true. Like,
no,
I did stand up forever, so I dated a lot of waitresses. So I know what that is. And then I met somebody who, my wife, who was in the record industry, who I found that fascinating. I found that to be a turn on.
It is good for,
free
look,
CDs.
Don't get me wrong. If you had your druthers, you'd rather have a hot chick who was an executive than a hot chick who was a junkie. The junkie thing is going to shave a good quarter point.
Right.
Maybe up to 3/8 of a point off of her thing, but hot chick is hot chick, and hot 23-year-old is hot 23-year-old.
Regardless of her position.
Yes, right. And anybody could come in and marry her at any given point. Now,
well, I will say with the junkie, you always know where she is. She's
that's
on the
true.
Floor where you left her.
She's in her own mess, her own sick on the floor, or she's turning a trick, trying to get a little scratch together, and you'll get some of that money, too. But the point is when you're a guy, now here's how I think a lot of guys think, and I think I thought this way a little bit, and maybe you guys did, too. When you were 24, 25, you were dating people that were on a par with you. And unfortunately, you weren't doing so great. So you had to date on your level. But you had a plan. One day, I'm going to start making some money. I'm going to drive a nice car. I'm going to get my career off the ground. So don't marry yet. Because right now, I'm dating on a six level because I'm a six.
Right.
The sixes will remain where they are, but I can step up to the nines when I get my career going. Sure. It's not just about money. It's just about getting on track.
Right.
So I think a lot of guys' feeling is why should I get married at 25? Because I'm still in school or I'm still
struggling.
I'm
enjoying being with this person now. But I can't think about the future because I don't know who I'm going to be in 3 years.
I'm a junior. You know, I'm in the mailroom right now. What kind of tale am I going to draw here in the mailroom? I know it sounds like I'm breaking it down to its lowest common denominator.
No, but
a lot of guys
are
like, I'm going to wait till I'm 33 and I'm vice president.
But that's the perfect time to marry a guy. I mean, I think it's a perfect time to get married. Like when you get in your early 30s, like they should. Have,
right.
I mean, they will not ever have a law, but it'd be awesome to have a law to go. Do not,
yes.
dude.
Agreed.
Stay away from all men till early 30s.
Agreed.
Because by then you're like, okay.
There's a biological thing, too, by the way. You're in a testosterone storm until you're like 28.
Right.
And levels fall precipitously after that. You can start to think again. Your feet are on the ground. You can start to see.
Yeah.
Listen.
Now I'm in an occasional shower, but it's nice.
But in Adam's case, you had to swim through the semen to get to the day.
I get a little wiper spray.
It's true.
I get just a little wiper spray once in a while.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, when you think it's starting to rain, but it's just a sprinkler or something.
Yeah.
That's all I get of testosterone.
But the other thing is people do not enjoy the dating thing. Like people, it feels like people just, and it seems like a lot of times people want to lock something down or figure out what it is. There's no sense of like,
pleasure.
Let's just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, let's just have it. Yeah, let's just date. People don't date. It's just to date people.
Well, it's very rare that you find a woman, I believe, who wants to. Here's the fundamental problem, if you think about it. A man can continue dating a woman for a period of time up till a couple of years. If she's hot, he's interested, he's into her, they're into the sex, she doesn't put the screws to him and all that. If a woman is dating a guy, she wants it to go somewhere. I mean, I know I'm overstating the obvious, but I mean, if a woman doesn't like the guy or doesn't think he may have the potential to be something, she won't go on the second date usually,
right.
Certainly not the third. A guy will continue dating.
Oh, yeah.
He'll just stay in that holding pattern of like, it's, you know, food's not great, but it's free kind of thing. I ain't going anywhere. Right, until something better comes along.
Yeah, and people don't get a chance to. I mean, and you don't know after you've been with somebody twice whether they're a good person or not. Like, if people actually dated and spent time and dated, you know, dated a few people.
Right.
You know, like when I met my wife, I was actually dating a couple other people. So she and we took a really long time with it.
Right. Wow.
Because we'd both been.
But they're in their 30s.
I always used to wonder how that worked, though. Like, whenever I used to see a Love Connection, I would always see them go, they do that status thing and they go, currently dating about 3 or 4 people. And I was like, wow. Does that mean they're having sex with 3 or 4 people?
That's always left to mystery.
That's always left to mystery.
Never stated.
I guess the question is then if you're dating a handful of people for a period of time, then what goes on at the end of, not just talking about sex, but I just mean, if you've gone out with someone 20 times, what?
He can peter out.
Really? You know,
I mean, because it's once every 2 weeks and when you're available and here and there.
Yep.
And
Drew's a dater.
Yeah, I like that.
Dating's great. I like dating.
Still does. I think we all do. Now we could really be good at it.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Now I got my game on.
Oh, my God. I come pulling up an ass in Martin. It honk on the horn. Oh, wait, we're going to go back to my place. I got a hot tub, an Olympic pool.
Well,
Which house? Where we are. We'll take a sauna. Oh, this restaurant? Part ownership. You want to go there? No, they'll keep it open. I'd be just getting oral while I was ordering appetizers. Be awesome. Yeah, now I could really date. Awesome. Oh, yeah, Love Line. Yeah, that's my show. About 100 cities, I guess. I don't count. Yeah, I wrote that book. I was on Oprah. Yeah, sure.
Trust me. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, doctor. Yeah, I got my own show. Yeah, M5. It's peppy. About 400 horsepower. It's nice. I like smell of leather. Yeah. Think how we could date.
So nice.
Listen, I got
so nice.
Yeah, you know Dexter from the Offspring? He's got a jet. Yeah. No, he says he takes San Francisco. We need some lunch. Awesome. Then he'll wait in the jet. But yeah, it's cool. Yeah, no, they're good. Yeah.
You want to meet Oprah?
Yeah,
you want to do want to meet her?
Oprah?
Yeah,
she's
let me.
Cool.
Hang on, let me get her on the phone. Let me put her on speaker.
listen. Oh, yeah. Gee, it's my lady's birthday. Could you say a little something in her? She wants an outgoing message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we hit the place? Can we just use your place in Santa Barbara for the weekend? Yeah. We'll be cool. I'll clean. Okay. Oh.
Yeah. You see about? Ooh. Think about the dating we could do now. Awesome.
Get your asses kicked.
Let's do it. Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My boyfriend wants to have a threesome with me and my sister.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I don't really want to. My sister, he asked my sister before he asked me, and she's all for it, but I really don't want to, and I've told him no, but he keeps insisting on it.
Yeah. What do you think?
This guy sounds like a delight.
Bogus?
it's either bogus, or you're sort of, your antenna is severely bent.
Severely, yeah. So yeah. There's a choice here.
Yeah.
Either profound abuse survivor.
Well.
Or there's a dude sitting next to
her. Yeah, so which is it? Is there a guy next to you who's putting you up to the call, or is there a guy next to you molesting you?
Oh, no, my phone's dying, and I'm trying to charge it at the same time.
Oh,
why don't you
okay.
say so?
All right.
Because
oh, that was C, was molesting, yeah. bogus call, or phone
shot.
We were
going to give her multiple choices.
Right. Okay, Ashley. Now I'm just going with...
Abused.
Yeah. Ashley.
But she doesn't make you angry, though, you see.
Where's your dad?
He's at... What do you mean, like, is he with us in the
house? Is he in the picture? Is he with your mom?
Is he in your life?
Yeah, he's in the life.
Mm-hmm. He is. Is he a good guy?
Yeah.
Does not compute.
What's he do for a living?
He works at a game store.
At a game store. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And what could be a good thing? Is he ever cheated on your mom, or is he abusive to your mom?
No. How old is
your boyfriend?
17.
All right. I don't trust this guy.
No, this just does not compute.
It doesn't compute.
This is not compute.
Yeah, what are we missing? Were you adopted?
No.
Is somebody an alcoholic?
Bogus. Has to be bogus call.
Did he ever rape you with a Stratego piece?
No.
Mm. Ashley, you're not describing a situation where somebody yeah. would contemplate something like this. You're fat.
It's really weird because he was going out with my sister before he went out with me, and just not out of nowhere, but he was hinting that he wanted to, and then just he said that he wanted to do it with my sister.
Yeah. He's already got both of you.
Yeah,
it's still, Ashley, you're just repeating basically what you said over and over again.
It's not convincing us. No.
We don't believe you. Bogus. Unless there's something you need to tell us that involves something serious, something
good. There's no question here, of course.
No question, and by the way,
a horrible idea.
No question, and nothing we can hang our hat on.
And a story that doesn't make sense. Again, you don't sound like the history of a person who would consider something like this, or even date a guy who would ask you something like this.
Well, I didn't really think that he was like that.
I really picture us we're speaking to insects. I was going to say animal. I was going to say like animals, but that's not fair. I have a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And that dog
knows
its name.
Right, right.
She knows to get up. She knows the lie down thing. She actually follows some basic commands. She's calling from New Mexico.
Oh, she hung up.
Yeah, I think that was BS.
That was bogus, yeah.
Calling from New Mexico.
Not good.
Not good. It's got the word Mexico right in the title of the state. By the way, I would have been like, hey, how about we call it New Canada? And they're like, well, that's not even close to, fellas, let's not take any chances. Let's just call it New Canada. We get used to that.
What, New England was next to England? Newfoundland?
Newfoundland, New England?
Come on.
Yeah, come on now. We could do this easily.
There's precedent.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I say we change New Mexico to New Canada right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to
just
tell
New Singapore?
How are you supposed to tell people that are coming across the border when there's a place called New? You know what I mean? Like if you're trying to get to Mexico, there's a big place called New America.
Everyone knows New Mexico looks nothing like Mexico.
Yeah.
New Hawaii. Like kicking
up. Yeah, New Hawaii would be really
that's,
fun.
That's,
maybe you're right.
Yes.
You're making fun.
I was thinking inside the box, not outside of the box.
Greg took it right outside.
He took it right outside. I was thinking of a neighboring country.
Yes.
But no, forget it. Let's take one of our better places and put on there. New Hawaii.
Yeah.
It sucked, though, when it was 170 degrees in the summer, though, and you were at New Hawaii.
You have to feel better about it because you're calling it Hawaii.
It was so tropical.
Toby?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yeah.
Female Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be hot. Or it could be a train wreck.
Huh?
Are you good looking?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm 5'10", blonde. I don't know if you want that, but my question was...
Yeah, I did.
He did. For later.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. But you know what Toby may be? Right. And you run into him every once in a while. The beautiful, tall, blonde chick who's goofy.
Oh. Right?
And,
right? Yeah.
And they got the goofy laugh and their mouth's a little goofy.
They want to do stand-up.
And it's weird. It's like they're really hot from across the party, but then you start talking to them and it's like one of your buddy's teenage brothers who's sort of grown into his gangly body or something. And it's weird because they look really hot, but there's something goofy about them that makes them kind of asexual. What is that thing? You know what I'm talking about? And yeah. It happens in blondes, by the way.
It's got to be kind of a defense.
I don't know what it is. It's like they're tan and it's always the same earmarks. Long legs, beautiful long legs, mm-hmm. and nice. And they look like sure. they play a lot of volleyball out yeah. in the sun and stuff. And they look great. Then they start talking. They have marbles in their mouth. And then it's weird. And all of a sudden, you're not attracted to them. But 10 seconds ago,
you couldn't believe it from
across the party,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
What is that?
There's a chapter about that in his book, in Greg's book. Dedicated to the goofy blonde girl.
Yeah.
They do not come in auburn hair women, and not rarely in brunettes, and not. It's really a blonde thing.
Mm-hmm.
Toby?
Yeah?
What is your question?
My question, I'm young, but me dating has never been like, I've never been serious with anybody.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And lately, I mean, it's not like I have to have been by 19. I know that. But
mm-hmm.
Most people I know have had at least one, you know, maybe at least a couple month long relationship. I've had none of those. Maybe 1 month.
What do you think the problem is?
I don't know. I feel I'm very picky, but I don't know if that's... I know it has more to do with... there's a lot of things that I've picked up that I find that I cannot... like, I don't like them. They're too... They put too much into it, and I push them away.
Mm, they're too excited.
They could be. I mean, it seems sometimes
they're too enthusiastic.
My question is: I have been dating this guy for about a month.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's.
I had a thought. Women love enthusiasm in year number three, but not day number three.
No.
Which is weird. Like, they want you to be super enthusiastic. Like, I packed a picnic basket. I got a place worked out. I rented a convertible. We're going out this weekend. When you're with a woman for a few years, that's all she wants out of you. The first few dates, she doesn't want that kind of crazy enthusiasm. It freaks them out.
Even then, after a few years, it sort of has to be delivered as though you're delivering it to a Persian cat. Come at it too fast. What do you think?
No, yeah. I know. But the point is if your wife came home and you said, sweet, I made some plans for Saturday. I packed us a basket. We're going to the Hollywood Bowl. She'd be looking for your cocoon underneath the house, right?
It's kind of...
She would be blown away.
But
no,
it's got to be delivered dispassionately.
Yeah, hold on, you make a horrible point. Because, no, you yeah. can't... Look, if I got up off the goddamn sofa, my wife would have a heart attack. You don't, and I'm not saying you tackle her at the door like Dino tackling Fred. I'm just saying some enthusiasm, right. some initiative,
some commitment, yeah.
some commitment. But you see it too early. Date number two, chick's freaked out.
Yep. Yep.
Freaked out. Freak out, Toby.
Yeah.
Also, it can sometimes mean intimacy problems, too, though. If your dad left mm-hmm. or you're a divorced family, that's sort of a...
What's your dad?
Family. But let me ask the question.
It is a divorced family?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your dad successful? Though, successful
like
attorney? What's your dad do?
UPS driver.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Perfect.
All right.
You and the truck drivers. I've been dating this guy for about a month, and I went to a 4th of July party with him and all of his friends. I'd only met like 5 or 6 of them. It was a huge party, and he kind of ignored me a little bit around his friends. Wasn't as normal as he is when we normally hang out with one or two mm-hmm. friends. So he's cool around a couple, but when he gets around a lot, it's kind of like he wants his own little space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that's when I towards the end of the night, I think I broke down to one of his friends who I hang out with. Like, he's always there whenever I hang out with him. That was like the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he saw me talking to him for about 20 minutes. And I would think I was crying. I might have been. But he left the party without me. Just left. We came together. Like, I stayed the night before at his house, and we'd woke up.
You mean like you were cheating or something? Or
no
guys
clue.
Using drugs. Guys just behind.
He didn't talk to me at all. He's like his best friend, too. This guy, I talked to him, and I was like, have you ever done this to him before? Like, to where he might think that you might have been trying to get in my pants or something? He said, no, I would never. He's my best friend since, like,
all you right. know. Okay, here's the thing. I'm not so sure if this guy's Mr. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he would just leave, and it doesn't make sense. Here's what I would say. This is a sort of a crossroads. He did something. You can give him an opportunity to explain himself. If he tells you something good.
What?
he thinks I did something. I swear, he thinks that I'm... He left me a text message when I was leaving the party. I was trying to get a hold of him. He says, that's not what I'm looking for. I don't understand what that means. What did I do?
Well, look, obviously you didn't do anything, and obviously he thought you did something, so
maybe
give
him a, the fact that you were sort of too intense and breaking down to his friends, and what's he, you know, why are we not spending all our time together at this party?
He doesn't sound that fun, though. He seems
he sounds like an a-hole.
Yeah, I mean, no loss. Like, you know.
He also, I just smell alcohol
again
here.
I farted.
No, no.
What about, I've been drinking pretty good today.
Yeah, I mean.
How about this, though? You know what I like about
I mean,
women?
He did say that's not what I'm looking for, so.
I've had 13,000 discussions / apology sessions with women about how you act around your friends or with your friends.
Right.
I have never said to any woman I've ever been with, oh, when you're around your friends, has a guy ever had a beef about a woman and her friends? First off, we're elated if they have friends.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
number one.
Yeah.
God, thank Christ you have friends. Number two, honey, we're doing a girl's... Hey, go!
No, but this is 19, though. I can remember at 17 having all kinds of weird energy about parties.
No, weird energy about parties because her old boyfriend.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Or a dude you imagine, good-looking guy, comes off the beach, gives her a hug. Who's this guy?
Yeah, but
how does he know her? But never
but
her with
girlfriend.
Her girlfriend.
Yeah, you're right.
But that's a very dramatic move to leave a party and send a text message.
That's why I smell it.
Yeah, it's a very dramatic. He was like put on a play practically.
He was loaded, I guarantee.
Yeah,
well.
I mean, he wants her to come chase him. I mean, it's
yeah, whatever.
It's bad.
All right, so here's what I would do. Piece of advice. Just because someone gets on the offense doesn't mean you need to get on the defense. Somebody leaves you at a party and accuses you of cheating. You don't have to go, oh, no, oh, no, no, no. You can get on the offense going, what the hell are you talking about? What were you doing stranding me at the party? I didn't even have a ride home. How dare
I'm not
you?
Sure Toby has good enough boundaries to do that.
Okay.
She needs to just end it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Got a little of that goofy blonde in her?
Yeah.
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 You know what all stems from? The mouth. It's all the mouth.
What, it's moving too much?
It's a little got a little Novocaine in it. Just a little shot of Novocaine. Hot.
A little
mush mouth. Yeah.
Crooked maybe a little. You can see the gums.
Still something. You know what it is? Little spit bubble when they're talking.
Right?
I got to pee. Come on. Let's go.
All right. Greg Barrett is here tonight. He is the I'm just going to go ahead and call you the author of He's Just Not That Into You, which is number one bestseller. We'll also going to be at the Irvine Improv this week, 7th through the 10th, and we'll take a little break. We'll be right back after this.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Greg Barrett is here tonight. He is the author of He's Just Not That Into You, which I can say quite easily, but when you try to read it and say it, it doesn't want to come out of your mouth.
Barrett, you want to say?
No, I'm just saying,
oh,
the
he's
title.
Just not that into you, I see. Yes.
He's just not that into you?
I don't know why. Maybe it's just my horrible ability to read and a little dyslexia, but I can say he's just not that into you, but when I read it, it feels like it's I'm crapping it out. Also, Greg's going to be at the Irvine Improv this week. That would be Thursday through Sunday, 7th through the 10th. And got himself some sitcom stuff coming up, developing a sitcom, movie deal about the book. Who do you think's going to be in this movie?
I don't know. They've asked
Clearly,
us, actually.
You and I will be.
Yeah, I think
Clearly.
It will be you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, there'll be a scene that'll be cut out that'll have us
it
in
it. Takes place in radio. It takes place, actually, in radio.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we put it in radio.
Well, let me say a couple tips. You got to make them wear headphones and call them cans, because that's what you call
them.
Slip
it on the cans? Sure.
The cans. And don't have that thing where they're doing talk shows, you know, where they don't have any headphones on.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No, I know.
Everyone's got to wear
Got to put the cans on.
Cans.
Sure.
Cans. That's what we call them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So make sure they got the cans on.
Yeah,
that's
slip on
good.
The cans.
And don't have the producers listening or laughing or participating in any way.
They need to be sitting there like...
Just quiet.
Dead. No.
Nothing.
Like...
Just dead. I got you. Dead on the inside.
Mm. Right.
And the outside.
Right.
Emotionally dead.
Right.
I'll put that in the directions.
Right.
The producer's emotionally dead on the inside.
Don't have anyone around the show too into the show.
No.
Yeah. And if you ever go into the kitchen, you got to make sure the microwave stinks to high hell.
Pizza. Sure. Pizza or a burrito.
Okay.
Or enchilada. Enchilada.
Yeah, just it should smell like that Taco Bell mascot was raped in the... in the microwave.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what she's with. Just
by a burrito.
Just hell. Yeah. Yes, just raped with a burrito. That's right. A Mexican hooker was raped with a burrito. That's what it should smell like. Because if it was just burrito, it would smell kind of good.
Right, right.
Okay. Right.
That sounds good. Yeah, okay, I'll put that in there as well.
And then coffee, hell.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then lots of notes on stuff all over the place. This is Jed's Tabasco sauce. You know, 40-something-year-old guys putting post-it notes on a nickel's worth of Tabasco. Threatening.
Yeah, a nice sort of detail would be that a Chef Boyardee can opened, half-eaten, and then some paper towel stuffed in.
Moistened nice. Paper towel. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Kind of soaking it up a little bit.
Well, just to cut, you want to save that for tomorrow.
Right, of course.
Your ravioli.
Yeah, you know.
Your SpaghettiOs.
You're in radio and you live a good life.
You know what's good about radio, too? Angry notes posted around the kitchen. There was half a ding-dong. Yeah. In the thing.
Whoever ate my
ding dong. Whoever ate the other half of my ding dong. I want answers. Really, really what happened is the janitor threw it out. Is what happened.
Yeah,
40-something-year-olds writing angry notes on Coke machines, writing angry notes in kitchens. What's going on?
By the
radio?
Way, about super processed foods.
Yes. 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 11 cents worth of nothing. Average age 44. Awesome. What is it with radio, guys? Is everyone broken in radio? Is that what it is?
Draw your own conclusion.
All right.
Here we are.
All right.
Okay.
Brandon?
Yes.
You're 28?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Oh, you don't like me calling you sir, sorry.
No, that's all right.
It just seems comical.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Here's the other thing that's funny about
radio,
too. I was just thinking about it. I was just talking to somebody about KLSX, one of the stations out here in Los Angeles, and they were like, KLSX is making money hand over fist. And I thought to myself, then why don't they have any goddamn carpet in that place? You ever been to KLSX? No carpet.
Cement.
They had indoor-outdoor carpet that looked like transmissions were changed on it and bums defecated into it for about 20 years. And then they pulled it up, and now it's just slab. And I thought to myself, they're making money hand over fist, and they got no goddamn carpeting?
Yeah, but that's the trick.
Yeah, that's how they make
trip.
That's how they
no
make money.
Carpeting. That's where you cut it
that's
back.
That's radio, everybody. Sure. You work in a business with no carpet.
But the interesting thing about radio is that the extra 12 cents a square yard nets them millions.
Yeah, no. If they can't trade it out,
right,
yeah. If they can't trade it out to Flooring Plus, who they're down trying to get as an advertiser, they're not going to do it. But I just thought, making a ton of money, you don't have any goddamn carpet in the whole building. Awesome. Brandon?
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. I've got this girl. I've been chasing her for about 4 years. She's 21. I'm 28. She's got this thing when every time we'll have sex afterwards, she like talks about and she acts like she feels dirty or ashamed of herself.
Did something happen to her growing up?
Or are you just
I don't know. I can't get her to talk to me. I mean, I know her very well. But whenever it comes to this issue, she clams up and a lot of people kind of reverse our positions.
69, you mean?
I'm kind of described as being the female in the relationship, and she's more like the guy. Because like I'm the one that was always wanting to like snuggle up with her. I write poetry and stuff, and she's like.
Do you have any of that on hand? And by the way, Brandon's calling from Missouri, so officially the first person from Missouri ever to write poetry.
Officially.
Actually, I'm the only guy in Missouri part of the Romantic Writers Association of America.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Brandon, here's where the meeting is every week. Wherever Brandon is at Friday at 5.
All right.
That's where it is.
Here are your possibilities, Brandon. One is that
and do you want to know?
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to know?
He doesn't, but here are your possibilities.
Well, maybe he doesn't.
One is that she was sexually abused or was sexualized or somehow exposed to something very traumatic growing up, and that having sex re-evokes that.
What rhymes with sodomy? See, it's tough.
Celiotomy?
Oh, my godomy?
Tracheostomy? No,
all right, let's keep going. Number, give him some beats.
Number two, a very stringent religious upbringing can make people feel guilty about being sexual at all, though that is fairly unusual these days. Okay,
yeah. So it's not,
she's a Wiccan.
All right, let's go back to the abuse.
What rhymes with fat? That's an easy one. You got hat, rat. Yeah, is she a big gal, Brandon?
No, well, she's a little on the heavy side, but
how much would you say she weighs? How much does she weigh?
Probably 160 pounds.
Yeah. 410.
Brandon, what is going on in the background there?
The stupid phones. I'm at work.
I see. And all right.
I'm a security officer, and at night the phone rings, and sorry about that.
Yeah, you don't want to get that. Just officer down, shots fired.
I was going to say.
You finish up the distraction. You finish up your radio. Yeah, but you do what I think when I used to work here. Just pick it up and slam it down again.
Well,
that'll teach them a lesson.
Well, the thing is that anybody calling me at this hour is just a friend.
And then finally, who's hearing you on the radio right now, finally there is the possibility that she comes from a lot of chaos and has difficulty with intimacy, and you being, as you've self-described, a nice guy, available, super romantic, all this stuff, makes her feel very uncomfortable.
Well, the Wiccan part would raise
the
a red flag for us.
Yeah, that goes to the abuse category.
Well, we don't find that there's
two... She was raised Christian. Her mother was abusive. I know that.
All right. There you go.
And, but she became Wiccan. She's very, like, she's super intelligent.
Okay.
We didn't discuss her being or not being intelligent. That has nothing to do with this.
Right.
Well, the thing that really gets me is, like, she's always talking about needing love, and she'll sometimes, like, open up her arms and like, motion like she needs to be hugged. And be very clingy. And then other times, like, I want to cuddle afterwards, and she'll shove me away.
Yeah. All right. Well, what about...
Or she'll get in these states.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, this is all chaos.
What about the notion... And Greg, you weigh in here too. She's 21. Mm. She's not going to do a whole lot of changing that fast.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in this relationship to change her, it's going to be long and uncomfortable relationship for you. What about the notion of just saying, "I'm going to take her for what she is. If she tries to stab me in my sleep, I'm leaving. If she's good enough for me now, that's fine, and I'm just going to hang in. It is what it is."
A guys can do that, not Brandon. Brandon is
writing poetry.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Right. Don't you wish someone would have said to you when you were in your early 20s or mid 20s and you're having these relationships that were so, you know, fueled with angst and feelings and much. Don't you wish a little kazoo would have landed on your shoulder?
Say, "Hey, dum-dum."
"Hey, dum-dum." Yeah. Another Flintstones reference. But the point is your little muse lands on your shoulder and he says to you, "Hey, listen. You're not going to marry this girl. This thing's going to go on another 6 months, and then you're going to have a few months off, and you're going to meet somebody else. And then the third one you're going to marry, actually."
Sure.
So you know what? Just enjoy it. You know, don't try to change her. Don't get freaked out about the old boyfriend. Don't even enjoy. Just be in it.
Ultimately, don't you think, A, you can't change her. She would have to change herself. But B, if you said, "Look, this isn't working for me, you know, I can take it for so long," and then give her the option to then, the consequences are, then she would have to look at it. But ultimately... you know what I mean? Like, you can't change her. And the only thing you have is the ability to say, "Listen, this isn't working for me, so either we fix it or I have to move on."
Right. Yeah? That's about it. And really, if you do want her to change, that's the only way you can, is the threat of moving on. Although, I'm not sure if Brandon is capable of that.
Yeah, and, you know, if she is as borderline as she appears, she's going to be pushing away until you try to go away, and then it'll be like total hell will break loose.
Brandon.
There's a great book on borderlines called "I Hate You, Don't Leave Me."
Yeah. Mm.
And you might want to read that book.
All right, Brandon, you're going to have to grow not a spine, but at least a few more vertebrae. All right.
What do you say about the...
I don't really mean is when I'm on the work.
What do you say about the borderline?
I used to be in therapy. I'm bipolar.
Uh-huh.
I used to be in therapy, and my therapist used to say that he felt that she was borderline.
Well, that's what I'm telling you, the same thing.
Yeah. What would you say the name of that book was?
I Hate You, Don't Leave Me.
I Hate You, Don't Leave Me.
All right, write that down, and
she's borderline.
It's not going to work.
No.
And she's Wiccan.
Whatever.
Here's the thing, too.
That's just too much Godsmack.
I'm going to write a... I'm not going to write a book. I'm just going to have a laminated cheat sheet that people can keep in their wallet, like that tipping chart that chicks have to use, non-Asian women, to figure out what to tip.
Yeah.
Like my wife. $21. Yeah, yeah. Well, I just figure it'd be 20. Would you do the 21 or round up? All right, but anyway, a little laminated cheat sheet, which is guys can look at it when see if chicks are nuts.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Wiccan. That's up there. into colonics. Way up there. This is just a sort of... these are the big beats to look for. I hate stepdad, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Doesn't know real dad. Cries after sex, cries during sex, cries before sex. Yeah, a lot of that. Or wants you to strangle her or punch her when you're, you know what I mean? Or do that thing where you pretend to break in and rape her. Like, there's just 10 basic
Craig's next book. This is Craig's next book.
How to
know that's a good enough for now girl.
Here's the name of the book's Don't Get This Crazy Bitch Pregnant. That's going to be the name of it.
Yeah.
Oprah will have
that. That'll be right on Oprah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
my wife, who actually forced me to watch Oprah during the week, during the break, actually, she TiVo'd it. I enjoyed it. Then my mom came in with a tape from Oprah.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But my mom came up. My mom came over yesterday with a tape. She said, I saw a comedian on Oprah. His name is Jon Stewart. He's on it. Do you know who he is? And I was like, yeah, I think I know the guy. We have the same agent, by the way. That was my stupid wife jumped in and said, yeah. After about 20 minutes, she couldn't take it anymore. And I had to say, I screwed up. But I was watching Oprah, and you know, every chick's nuts about Oprah. Yeah. And her popularity just keeps growing. Yeah. And
unbelievable.
My wife's like, wait a minute, you're going to be on TLC? And I was like, yeah. She goes, Oprah loves you. Oh, my God, imagine if you were on Oprah. She went, it's the most exciting.
Suddenly
you've
arrived.
That's right.
Okay. It's crazy. It's crazy how people enjoy her.
Yeah. I could only, well, Drew's been on. I'm the only guy in the room who hasn't been on Oprah.
That's right.
Get yourself on there. Let me tell you something. Get yourself on there.
Yeah.
Where it's fantastic.
You'll move product, yes? Huh?
You'll definitely move some product.
Craig Barron is here tonight, the author of He's Just Not That Into You. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
If you need help, hang up and then dial.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Great.
Barrent.
Barrent.
No, Barrent.
Yeah.
Barrent. See?
Barrent.
See, I'm just going to cross out how it's spelled.
I know.
It's B-E-H-R-E-N-T. I should have changed it, man.
B-A-R-E-N-T.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. B-A-R-E-N-T. He is the author of He's Just Not That Into You. Co-author, but yep. I'm just going with author tonight. He's also going to be at the Irvine Improv coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This week, got a new deal for a movie. Look out. And when the movie... have you thought about anybody, or we talked about this?
Well,
in that movie.
I mean, I'm not going to have a say in it. You know, we'll write it, and then New Line will make that decision. But I like Ethan Hawke.
Yeah,
actually, because it's about a guy who's sort of a guy who hasn't let go of the sort of grunge slackery thing, and so I think he'd be good. And I saw him on Conan, I think, the other night. And I just thought he would be cool, be good for him, and he's funny. I think he's actually funny.
Yeah, was he married to Uma?
He was married to Uma.
Yeah, a little breakup. Yeah, he's good. He was good in Training Day, too. And good in Slackers, or what the hell was that movie? What the hell? With the Winona Ryder and...
Reality Bites.
Reality Bites, there. Yeah. Thank you. David?
Yeah.
21?
Yep.
What's up?
First of all, I just wanted to say thanks, Greg, for the book that you wrote. I think all girls should have that.
Thanks.
Dave.
That's a way of David getting away from his stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Anyways, pretty much what I'm wondering is I have this girl that I've been dating for a while, and I'm just wondering how I can give her the hint that I don't want to be with her anymore.
See, this is the risk of what you were advocating earlier, which is that you just, that the kazoo comes down and tells you, dumb, just relax and enjoy yourself. Well, you do that, and then you end up like David with the girl going, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. You're behaving like you're really into this relationship. You certainly aren't straying or going elsewhere. Mm-hmm. You're not giving me any signs that you want to move along. Well, let's dig in. And off they go, and all of a sudden David's going, now, how do I get out?
How long has it been?
It's been like 4 years, and we were together. We were together for a while. Like we were like it was great. Like probably the best relationship I've ever had.
I mean, you started when you're 17. How many relationships you had?
It's a zygote. Look, here's the thing. Why do you want out?
It's just like the relationship we've gotten away. Like we moved away from each other and we lived apart for a while, and so I pretty much got over it. Like
are you into somebody else?
I am kind of now.
Yeah, there's somebody.
That's not the issue.
Like, it's not the issue.
Except that it is.
It's like you were thinking about quitting your job, but that you'd been thinking about for 2 years, and then there was a fire, and you fled. Yeah. This is the fire sale. Right. You're leaving. You're leaving the premises now because of this.
That's right.
This is a motivator.
Yeah.
Anything, Greg, or is there any trick to this?
I don't think there's a trick to it. I just think that you have to be. I think it hurts no matter what you do it, but you have to realize if you're dragging somebody through the mud and being unclear with them, it's just unfair, and it makes them start to question themselves, and they want to know why.
Right. Swift and sure.
Just tell her, yeah.
Swift and sure.
It's impossible.
Yeah. It isn't impossible. Why is it impossible?
Well, every man on earth does it.
I feel like
every woman on earth does it.
I don't know. Like I've been as honest with her as I can about just anything. Like I've told her, like. You know, I've kind of been with other people, and I've told her that.
You know,
like,
you just got to go. Here's how it goes. You just got to go, hey, listen, this is over.
I
can't go any further, and then we're done. And there's no more phone calls.
Don't torture her with setting things up to make her miserable.
Right.
To make her leave, to push her away. You must have the huevos to stand up and say, it is over.
And then don't make plans to call her later, and don't check in on seeing how she's doing, because that's not helping her. Going, we definitely need like 2 months.
Swift and sure.
Don't
give
that. And who knows what the future holds.
No,
don't say any of that stuff. That's just to make you feel better about the breakup, but the real thing is just get out,
that's
bro.
That's what's kind
Tell
to her.
No. Yeah.
That's what's kindest
you
to her.
You could use my line, which I haven't quoted in a while, which is, it's not you, it's me. I'm not into you.
I'm no longer.
It's not you. It's me. I don't enjoy you.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Look,
I'm moving on.
Short and swift. And here's the thing, too. If you want, all you can do is you can have no. She can't have a kernel of thought about you two getting back together.
Yeah.
What you can do is say, "We're definitely not getting back together. There's definitely nothing wrong with you. You're not an unattractive person, and there's nothing wrong with you, and you'll be fine.
Yep.
You and I will not be together." Don't beat yourself up.
But don't say I love you, but I'm not in love with you. That's the worst.
This is what's supposed to happen to relationships that begin at 17.
That's right. Just how Drew said to do it.
Huh.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Ever looked into a stream? Yeah. Greg Barrett is here tonight. Greg is the author of He's Just Not That Into You. Bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. Also Wall Street Journal and USA Today. I'd say between USA Today and Wall Street Journal, you're about covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone is in between.
Everyone knows. Yeah, you're absolutely
right. There's no human being that doesn't fall in between the USA Today and the Wall Street Journal.
Yep.
Also, he's going to be... at the Irvine Improv this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, working on a sitcom based on this in a movie.
The sitcom thing was based on my stand-up CD, and that's no longer happening.
Oh, well, but screw that! But the movie,
but the movie should be coming out sometime in 2006. Yeah, if we get it all done.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they're paying you for the script, right?
And I have another book coming out in the.
What's that about?
My wife and I have a book coming out called it's called A Breakup Because It's Broken.
Wow.
Yeah, it's how to recognize that you're actually in a breakup and how to get through it. How to cut to the chase like we were just talking about. Get out. Stay out.
Wow.
Move on.
I should suggest
Turn
we write one of those with my wife so she takes it.
Oh. And then you write a
Honey, I'd like to write a breakup book. How, is that cool or how do you feel?
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead. Whatever you say.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready to rock?
Here we go.
How is it writing a breakup book with your wife, though? Doesn't she feel
we did
like-
it by email. We sat in the same bed and emailed to each other. It was good because we both had come out of really bad breakups.
Right, they'd just been through breakups.
Okay. Yeah, it was sort of like...
But she didn't take it as a bad sign or anything.
It's her idea.
Oh.
I should maybe take it as a bad sign. I really should. Yeah.
Okay, we should write a book about guys who write books who don't know what you're talking about. Write that book, Drew.
The book, How to Not See the Handwriting on the Wall?
Yeah. When you're writing a breakup.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Brittany?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Hi, guys. Yeah.
What's happening? Yeah, you sound hot.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Well, the thing is, I like guys and girls.
Uh-huh.
And I have this girlfriend. Well, not girlfriend yet. I have this girl, and we kind of made out in March when we were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked it, and we've made out ever since, and we're best friends. We, like, love each other. We do anything for each other. And yeah. I want to know how would I go about making her more comfortable with her sexuality? She's never done this with girls before.
Well, you gotta drug her. That's the way to get people to feel comfortable with their sexuality.
Right. That sounds right.
There was an interesting article in New York Times this morning about bisexuality where it was suggesting, and it was a fairly well done study apparently, that bisexuality doesn't exist in men. That it's as we've always expected. That gay with a publicist. Gay man trying not to be gay.
Yeah, it's on your way to gay.
I like that. It's bye-bye.
Yeah. They're saying bye as a guy, as I've always said, saying bye to heterosexuality. It's not bisexual. It's bye. Bye to bye-bye. Vagina. Bye-bye, vagina. Bye. Not going to miss you.
Bye-bye, vagina sexual.
Yes. Hello, homo. That's really what it is. All right. So, yeah, there's no.
But
yes,
women.
You're,
but
you're
women,
a guy. You don't just dabble in penis. You're gay. Good enough.
You don't dabble, right?
You do not dabble. It's no hobby.
Though there is a separate category called men who have sex with men, not gay.
Well, those are, let me explain something. There's two things. Those are inmates, yeah. And those are certain Latin cultures, right. Who are like, I'm not gay. I was packing his ass.
Right.
That's not gay. Right. He's gay.
Right. Just
the guy who was
semantics.
Sodomizing
right.
was gay.
Semantics.
Not me. I'm more man. In a way, that kind of gets your argument, too.
Semantics.
That's a lot of man.
Semantics.
Yeah.
Yeah, still gay. All right. And In women, it's a little more fluid.
Yeah.
There can be some. I would imagine Brittany had some boundary issues growing up. That's what that causes, this kind of thing.
Brittany? And, yeah.
Yeah. Brittany's on hold. Let's talk to Brittany. Brittany.
Did you put her on hold?
No, somebody over the other end did.
Hello?
Oh, really?
Because of the crazy noise.
I don't have a tumor.
No.
Okay, good.
Danny, what's your sort of history like?
My history?
Yeah, why so fluid with your sexual identity?
Oh, okay. Well, my first kiss was with a girl.
How old were you?
And I was very young. I was about 7.
And how old was the girl?
Same age.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Well, but did it become more sexual at that young age?
No. We just hide somewhere and just kiss.
How sexual is the relationship you're having with your best friend? You say you make out.
Is it just the same thing as...
All right, so just kissing.
Yeah.
Is it interesting? It's just like it was when she was 7.
Cuddling, too. Cuddling, like, in bed. Like, we wouldn't touch anything, but...
Well, what about you? When you're attracted to her, how come you don't sort of keep pushing along?
Well, I kind of... I don't know. I just stop myself, kind of, because I know that she's not comfortable. Like,
How have your relationships been with men?
With men?
Mm-hmm.
I've had... My last relationship with a guy was... for about 3 years.
And how was it?
It was good. I mean,
how did it end?
It ended because I moved for college.
All right. There you go.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
So, how to make her more secure? You can't do anything to make her anything.
You want to say, when you say moved for college, you mean the college in your town asked you to leave? Or you actually went somewhere to go to college?
No, I moved to San Diego to go to college.
San Diego State?
No, I go to
Grossmont. Well, one we don't even know about.
Grossmont. Junior college?
Yeah.
Ooh, shocking. See, it wasn't too far off
no,
with the college asked her to leave.
Yeah.
You left town to go to junior college?
Yeah, and so...
Well, she left Calexico to go to San Diego, be fair.
Where are you going? Yeah, why'd you... Going?
Where'd you leave?
Yeah, where'd you leave?
Why did I leave?
Where did you leave?
Where did you leave?
Oh, L.A.
L.A. Why? I mean, who the hell leaves to go to junior college?
Oh, because I wanted to go to UCSD.
Yeah, but you're not going there.
I wanted to transfer. I needed to get out. And just
why did you need to get out? Why?
We keep asking why.
What was going on at home?
Well, I've had problems with my mom.
All right, there we go.
All right, it's a little chaos there.
Yeah, with her, Herman.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Did they abuse you?
Mm-mm.
No. Well, no.
Just uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Verbally, maybe, but that's
all right.
It.
All right, there's issues here.
Is mom an alcoholic?
Who?
Mom, alcoholic?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. She's in the ludes. Okay, here's the thing.
It's, no, not at all become a standard answer of a negative to a question?
I don't know when the not at all part. I think about the time we're engaged to be married. I think about the time that came into vogue.
No, not at all.
The other thing, well, it started with black athletes.
Okay.
Lamont, you had four drop balls, and you'd actually gotten 170 yards in penalties. You think that had to do with it? No, not at all. So that's how it started doing that part.
God.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah. But no, not all started that one. All right, where were we, Drew?
I don't know.
Here's the thing about Brittany. And by the way, you want to know the difference between men and women? She's in love with this woman, it sounds like.
Kind of.
Certainly has a crush on her.
Yes.
They lie in the same bed cuddling all night.
And that's it.
Man would be moving forward sexually, at least attempting.
Have to.
First move would be see if she could do something. Second, okay, juice them up. Get some booze going. Gotta get some booze.
Right.
Gotta
well, get some booze. The strange going. Irony is that the women are sort of offended by men trying to move things along, but if a man doesn't try, what's the matter?
Right.
That's so true.
You're not attractive.
Very, very true.
Fat ass.
Yeah.
Right. So it's weird, though, that she just gets the vibe of the chick not wanting to move along, and that's
no,
enough
think,
to keep
really
her
think,
from moving along.
You know what? I think this... You know what I think? I think that she actually had a tender intimacy with her friend when she was seven, and she's now left a chaotic home and is looking for that same kind of connection that she can't get with men but found once in the remote past. Mm-hmm. And really, this isn't a sexual thing at all. That's my bet.
So she's actually keeping it from going forward.
She doesn't want it to go forward. She's not interested in that, and she will move on to something.
Because the girl's laying there with her, and it's consistent.
This is not a sexual thing.
Yeah, they must think... Yeah.
No, this is... Yeah.
This is about defining intimacy.
She wants... This is almost a little bit of a Michael Jackson thing. Just wants a The point is...
is it really? Or is that completely different?
Once to cuddle with somebody who's not going to threaten you.
It's literally a recreation of that cuddling she had when she was seven.
Right. Once to go back to the time before the abusive boyfriends and the chaos and all that, the innocent time.
And get the tender needs met again.
Right.
And that's not such, maybe it's adaptive. I don't know.
All right.
We cannot judge. How
it's impossible
you
to judge.
You cannot judge, Adam.
But we can judge about her going to junior college in San Diego to try to transfer.
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
That was all BS, by the way. Why couldn't she transfer from Santa Monica College Pierce College?
Here's the deal. People that go to junior college are basically, it's a scarlet letter. It's sort of like,
Where's your shirt, by the way?
I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
Junior college.
Oh, fantastic.
Junior college is basically, admitting you go to junior college is sort of the adult sexual sort of equivalent to having herpes. You know what I mean? There's a stigma there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go to an Ivy League school, it's like saying you have a 9-inch penis. You go to junior college, like saying you got herpes. Mm. You know what I mean? That's basically what it is. You should be ashamed, by the way. And it's actually worse than herpes.
Worse, yeah. So
herpes chooses you. You don't choose it.
Herpes burns out with time.
And also
it
burns
goes
out.
Away.
Well, it's gone after 5 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Junior college, you wear the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It is who you are.
Hold your ears, by the way, Engineer Chris, 29. When are you going to be 30? I want you out of junior college before your 30th birthday.
Five years.
What?
No.
He's already 30.
Here's the Adam. Whole already 30. Uh-oh.
No, I'm 28.
Here's the whole thing. I treat junior college like Logan's Run. I start killing people at 27. That's it. Except for the Asian nursing students.
Okay.
You know, my policy on that. All right, so here's my point.
Ooh, good. It's Soylent Green.
Once in a while, somebody goes to junior college, tries to sneak one past people by going out of town.
Right. I'm going away to school.
And then... Yeah, they say going away to school, which throws you off because who the hell would go to junior college away from the junior college?
Right.
All right, that's number one. Then oftentimes it's good because it's not in the vicinity. See, people don't know.
Right.
People
I'm
know
going
their
to Goodman.
Own crappy
I'm
junior
going
college.
To Goodman.
Right. Yeah. If you say I go to L.A. Valley College or Pierce, everyone laughs their ass off. You go, I'm going to Saddle Peak Ranch. They're like, well, it sounds like a nice school.
But then the comedy is you're going away to a better junior college. That's the kind of, the more prestigious
sure
what
but I did get something out of it though.
What'd you get?
I got my AA.
Got the herpes?
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my
hold
god
on. Hold on.
Oh my god, Chris, hallelujah. Well
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Why don't you bring that up earlier?
You got your AA?
Because you didn't talk about it.
What do you mean? I bash the crap out of junior college every night.
Yeah.
What happened,
Chris,
buddy?
Well, you're done.
I know. I talked to my counselor and she said yeah I got
you're good to go.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't just one of those sympathy things where she's like, yeah, all right, just...
Well, so no, wait, you had to double check. This was your transfer thing now. Yeah. Now you transfer.
Now I got to check out the schools and stuff.
I want to see the applications on my desk tomorrow morning.
Right.
Where are you going? What are you looking at now?
Harvard.
Yeah, of course.
Now, what's the deal? Now is the world your oyster? What are they looking for now? Their placement test?
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is.
You know, it was funny, Anderson. I brought a check for you tonight. I was thinking about giving it to you, but
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is.
Come on, that was good fingers. Just
thinking about giving it to him.
Come on.
Yo, what's up?
Where are you going?
Oh, he shut his mic off.
I don't know.
No, seriously.
No, seriously,
Give me a guess. Where are you thinking about going? UCLA, right?
Yeah, UCLA.
Okay.
Really? Here's the thing. Here's something that scares me.
I love UCLA.
He went to two-year college for 19 years. Yeah. If he goes to a four-year college, it's going to be at least 38 years.
Just rounded off to 20.
Yeah, but look, at least he'll be at a four-year
college. All right, buddy. Yeah,
thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome stuff. All right. Amanda?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
My girlfriend and I are both addicts.
All right.
Nice.
She's going through rehab right now, and I'm really not sure how to be there for her because I'm not in rehab.
You can't be there for her, and here's how you can be there for her. Get yourself sober. That's the bottom line.
I started cleaning up last month. And
no, get into a program. Mm. You just cleaning up will not do anything for her if that's the reason you're going to get into sobriety.
You have to be 18 to put yourself in through to rehab and stuff. My mom doesn't believe that I'm actually using and need the help.
All right, well, then go to some meetings on the outside.
Yeah, you don't have to be in the age to go to those.
All you got to do is have a desire to quit.
Where'd she go, N.A.?
C.A., N.A., if you're drinking a lot of A's, fine.
All of them, N.A., C.A., A.A., all of them.
You go to all of them?
No, my girlfriend's been to all of them.
Yeah, well, you don't go with her.
You go,
all right, you, Amanda, you get a sponsor, you start working the steps, you get well. You're 17, you're already strung out on meth.
Meth's the worst.
It is the worst.
It's brain damaging. It's going to change you forever.
Damn. Only thing worse than meth is Mountain Dew.
Yeah, my problem right now.
Oh, actually, Sunny Delight is worse than meth. Actually,
I don't have a ride out to go to groups and stuff because groups are down in Boise, and I'm I don't know,
You call AA in Boise, and they will come and pick you
up.
Someone
will come get you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Here's the thing, too, Amanda. Think about the resourcefulness of people that are strung out in terms of getting their drugs. Think about how good they are at doing it.
Right, how much money you spend. And
Oh, if someone has no money, no job, no car, no nothing, we'll figure out a way to go out and score in that 45 minutes.
Right. Yep.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right. Use 1/10 of that to go get yourself some help. That all, I don't have a ride. So what? You didn't have a ride when you were scoring. You didn't have a ride for anything. You went out and did it.
Right.
And you can do it.
Yeah, and in most places, AA makes them make themselves pretty available to you.
So
very easy to, it's very easy to get to any meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, any way to, for both of us, because we both...
No, stop. Stop with the both. Stop with the both.
I don't understand the both part. She's doing her work, right?
No, not really.
Well, didn't you say she was in a program?
She's in a program, but her mom put her in because I made her talk to her mom and ask her for help because she...
Yeah, she's in a program, and that's separate from you, and you need to do some work on your own.
What do you want us to do? Build a dig a tunnel between where she's at and where you're at?
You never treat people in relationships in the same program. You don't do that because you have to talk about intimate details that you may not feel that comfortable talking about in front of the person that you're having very whatever ambivalent feelings about.
So do your own thing, Amanda.
Let's go. Get it together. Chris got it together. Amanda?
Chris graduated from junior college, everybody.
You know, it's interesting. Let him
serve as a shining beacon of hope for all you folks out there.
Yeah.
That's him. Chris, but no ceremony? Was there a graduation ceremony?
No, I think I applied too late. Yeah. So
the ceremony. All right.
Yeah.
All right, but you don't need that.
Yeah.
You don't need a cap and a gown to let you know.
We just gave you the acknowledgement.
For the university.
Oh, they don't do, as you said, they don't have graduation.
Oh, that's right.
Well, they do, but I was just...
No cap and gown.
No cap and gown? What do they have? Do they have a ceremony?
No, they do. The cap and gown and everything. Yeah.
Don't.
It's in a parking lot. It's really informal.
3 weeks ago, he told us they didn't have that.
Yeah, play the tape back. Don't worry.
But that's when I was making a joke about it.
Hey, I was interested about this recovery stuff. I did an interview with some magazine today about the Tom Cruise thing again.
Oh, Bear.
Bear Magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah. And and she was asking a question about, is there anything redeeming what he was saying and stuff? And I thought, you know, there is something in that, in this idea that people take a pill and it's over stuff. And all too often people don't try to do the spiritual, interpersonal, and
right.
psychological work that, that they can't help them grow and change their character structure and stuff. And so, you know, there's something to be discussed there. And recovery is an inexpensive and, well, free way to do that. You will change.
Hmm. And there are a lot of people in recovery who believe the same things that he, you know, you'll hear people share in meetings that, you know.
Well, I think more and more people in recovery understand that, you know, you do speed for 10 years, your brain is damaged. You're probably going to have to be on something to help compensate for that damage. But that it sort of misses the bigger picture to, or the more meaningful picture to just stop with taking a medication.
Right.
There's something much more to be gotten out of life.
All right. Let's talk to... Kaylee, 27, was a car accident. Now every time pops a Vibra. What's that say?
Let's see. Kaylee,
hold on a second.
Kaylee.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
I had a thought today.
Oh, I know. Really? Were you okay?
It fled. Did you lay down? I kept it for a minute.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I was thinking, I this architect I'm working with, he always goes by Starbucks before he comes over to my house to talk to me. And then he always holds, you know, you don't realize, you go to Starbucks, you get one of these tall things. They're in your hand for about 14 hours.
The venti.
Yeah, you get the massive one. You wave them around for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And he's waving it and he's pointing it. And it just struck me that Starbucks always writes your name with a Sharpie on the cup. And this guy's name is John. So when he's pointing it at me, he's holding it. I'm thinking of the bathroom, but I'm also thinking John. And I thought, they don't really know what your name is. And I thought, when I go to Starbucks, I'm going to use a name like Dutch or maybe Duke.
Yeah.
Or Hondo.
Yeah, something you know when they yell, it'll be ridiculous.
And then I'm going to... No, not
but you'll
that.
Know it'll be
no,
you.
I'm going to walk around.
It'll definitely be you.
No,
oh,
that's
I
not
see.
My point.
I see
I'm going to walk around
part.
During the day.
I got it.
And I'm going to be holding this thing that says Hondo or Turk. You know what I mean? I'm gonna just... And people are going to be impressed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? When I'm gesturing with the thing. I'm talking to the ladies. They're reading my Starbucks thing.
Just
and they're
big
like,
dick, something like
wow.
That.
Wow. Big dick. Big dick. I don't know if they're going to write that.
Yeah.
They can't.
That's what you say your name is.
Well, they might write Dick.
How do you know? There are lots of dicks in the room with it. I mean, when you're getting a Starbucks.
I'm just saying, maybe Big Dicky.
Okay.
You could do, but I don't think they're going to write. I don't think they're going to write Big. I do think they would go with a Turk or a Dutch, maybe even a Studs or something like that. Something that was a little more impressive than whatever your name was. You know what I mean? Nickname, Spats. You know what I mean?
They should just put phrases on there. Should just be able to say, could you put caring, sensitive lover on mine today?
Right. That's what
I would
like.
I would like people to know that that's who I am today.
That would be a good draw, too.
Yeah. I mean, they can't actually tell you that's not your name if that's what you give them.
They might ask you to produce some identification.
I don't have it. It's in the truck. Caring, sensitive lover on my latte, please.
Really going to need to see a license.
I'm going to just have you get me my coffee, really. I don't want to. Do you need me to talk to a manager?
Sir.
I'd like to talk to a manager.
Sir. It's always bad when you get the three or four sirs in a row. Yeah. Sir. Sir.
Uh-huh.
Sir.
Uh-huh.
Three sirs. Drew, you ever gotten it? I get the three sirs on the airplane a lot. Yeah. Sir.
I was gonna say.
Sir. Sir.
Yeah,
and then followed with, I'm going to need you to. Sir. Sir. I'm going to need you to go ahead and sit down for me right now. Yeah. Sir. Sir. Yeah. Triple sir. And by the way, though, it means you've arrived.
Yeah, of course.
Means you're somewhere drunk and you're doing something.
Or it means you're a jerk.
Right. No, not me. Haley?
Hi.
What's up?
I got into an accident about 2 months ago.
Kaylee's from Bakers. Hang on a second, Kaylee. Mm-hmm. I saw a huge article in, like, I don't know, LA Times or something about the Renaissance in Bakersfield.
Renaissance Fair or the actual Renaissance?
No, the actual huge housing developments and
really
middle income folks flocking.
Where
there
are they going to move all the people from Bakersfield? That's my question.
And how they've never had anything like this. It's becoming sort of Main Street, California. So Bakersfield has a symphony and a cultural center.
They should move them all out to Oildale. That's where all the rednecks live.
Really?
Where?
Oildale.
Oildale.
Didn't the Archies go to high school there?
At Oildale.
No.
At Oildale. Oildale High School.
All right. So, Kaylee, you got into a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
I look at living in Bakersfield as a car accident.
Yeah, but
too,
no, they said pictures of these beautiful housing developments.
But she was born there. She was raised there, right, Kaylee?
No, I wasn't.
How long have you been in Bakersfield?
On and off for about the past 5 or 6 years.
See, she tried that urban flight up to Bakersfield.
Wow. Okay.
It's becoming the jewel, the gem of Central California.
It's the J, it is. It's the,
it's the jewel of Central California. The crown of Central California.
It's the
Kaylee?
Yes?
Oh, yeah. You're on the French Riviera. Go ahead, Kaylee. So you got in a car accident. What happened?
Well, I went into the hospital, and they found out that I had compressed a disc in my back. Mm-hmm. And since then, I can't masturbate or have sex because every time I have an orgasm, it pops the vertebrae and it hurts excruriatingly. And
that would not stop a man.
And I was wondering if there was anything I could do about it.
Listen, if both knees came out of socket every time you had an orgasm, you're still beat off 3 times a day.
You'd actually feel good about it. You'd say, look what I can do.
A girl's got to get her groove on. I don't want to be a nun for the rest of my life.
Yeah. You a big gal, Kaylee?
No, I'm not.
Really? Because Kaylee's a big gal name. I don't know why. All right. So, meth head, huh?
I'm a redhead. Does that mean anything?
You skinny?
I'm not skinny, but I'm not fat either.
What are you coming in at, weight-wise?
Voluptuous, but not fat.
What are you coming in, weight-wise?
About 150.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Oh, that's nothing.
Hmm.
So on this show, we have chicks calling us like 275, and they're like, I got some curves. Black guys love me.
It's all upstairs.
Oh, big rack, huh?
Uh-huh.
I like that. All right.
Well, have you talked to an orthopedist or a neurosurgeon about this?
I'm seeing a chiropractor right now, and he pops it back in every week, but... You know, I just can't be going through.
No, Kaylee, whoa. There's no popping in and out. What I don't know what this is, but...
I get realigned twice a week.
Yeah, I mean, realignment is not a popping in procedure unless you have a facet syndrome. Have you seen an orthopedist?
No, it wasn't
okay.
Broken.
Okay, you need to see an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in back or a neurosurgeon, mm-hmm. and you need to discuss with that doctor the fact that you have pain with sexual intercourse.
Are you able to work?
No.
You probably would have benefited from some physical therapy, mm-hmm. but the popping in and out concept you have is not real. It's not as though when you're having sex.
You know how a joint pops?
I understand there's a cracking sound and whatnot, and that triggers pain. And you might have a facet syndrome, and sometimes a little cortisone right in that facet.
Let me do a little digging. First of all, I'm confused. Are you unable to work because of the accident or because you live in Bakersfield? And they just don't allow people to work. Oh, okay. Because I know they had a policy there against folks getting jobs.
And why wouldn't you be able to work if you're not having pain except when you're having sex?
Because they have pain at other times, too.
Like
when you have to go to work?
Right. Yeah. Like when the alarm goes off.
No.
Here's the thing. What is, do you have a type of work that you did before the accident?
I teach.
You teach?
Yes.
Okay. And here's the thing. Are you on any pain medication?
No, not at the current time.
Good.
And do you have plans to go back to work?
As soon as I can sit comfortably for more than an hour. It's in the thoracic lumbar junction is what they tell me.
Yeah, you need to get some proper treatment, Kaylee. You don't even know what you're dealing with here. This doesn't have a name yet, has a location, but exactly what the anatomy is needs to be sorted out, and you need a specific plan of action.
Ever molested, dad an alcoholic, any good stuff like that?
Yes.
No.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing? There's got to be a reason you're in Bakersfield.
I went to college there because it was close to where my parents lived and decided to stay.
All right.
Look, get a proper care.
And by the way, here's the thing about a chiropractor, as I've learned later.
Well, I don't have a problem with chiropractic care, but
nothing better.
It needs a diagnosis first.
Nothing a good massage can't. Here's the deal. Here is the deal. You could spend $100 at the chiropractor, get adjusted for 5 minutes, or you could give that $100 to a masseuse and get a nice rub out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Just rub one out. Just get in. No, I'm not talking about sexual, but I mean, just really get it in there. Work it out. The thing about the chiropractor is they get a lot of mileage out of the cracking noises that go on in your body. And here's the whole thing. They do that thing, they crack. I've been to chiropractor 100 times. You feel good for about 10 minutes, and then you're back to wherever you are. I don't find them to be that therapeutic.
Is that just the release of air in the joints or something?
It doesn't actually do anything, I figured out. As much as you cracking your knuckles makes your hands feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why should it? But that's the whole thing. It's like, they're like, oh, what do we got here? Crack. Oh, you see? You see? Like, all of a sudden, the cancer came flying out of your mouth or something. So what, Weisenheimer? You cracked my back. I cracked my knuckle. I cracked my dick.
Like, oh, so good to get rid of that cancer. Thank you.
Yeah. You allowed to say that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, there's my point.
You crack your penis.
My penis. My point is
I'll let the chiropractors
listen,
into that one.
Here's what's good. And, take a nice hot tub, nice sauna, and get a nice rub down. Spend your $100. Go to a place. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Much better. Mm. All right. Let's take ourselves a break. Drew, what do we got to do?
We're going to go pee.
Oh, we're going to pee?
Oh, we got... Oh.
Man.
They want us to do the
next
liners.
Break. We got to go pee now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Greg Barron is here tonight. He's the author of He's Just Not That Into You. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Love Line. We'll be right back.
Yeah, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Bobby Brown allegedly coming in here tomorrow night.
I'm hearing he'll be in. And I heard him talking tonight about pulling a turd out of his wife's tush.
Yes. I saw the show.
Mm-hmm.
They love each other. You know, that's what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ever doubted it, there it is.
Better or worse.
Yeah. Bobby, saw a show last week. And oh, boy. Look out. Yeah, I'm not so sure he's going to be in here. We'll see.
We'll see.
Anyway.
Didn't he run into the Dalai Lama?
Yeah, he did.
He what?
He ran into the Dalai Lama on the street and he said, I'm Bobby Brown, I'm Whitney Houston's husband, as though that would be a reference point for the Dalai Lama.
Wow.
pretty big bodyguard fan.
He's going to be on Jimmy's show tomorrow night, so Jimmy's going to shepherd him over here. Shuttle him over here.
We're going to have to tape him to a refrigerator dolly
like
Hannibal Lecter and drag him behind Jimmy's car over here. All right. So Bobby Brown, I'm looking forward to that tomorrow night. Bobby Brown in here and Greg Barron in here tonight. He is the author of He's Just Not That Into You. And he's also going to be at the Irvine Improv this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let's talk to
Zoe,
who's 21. Zoe?
Hi.
What's up?
I was diagnosed, I had an abnormal pap smear and then found out I had mild cervical dysplasia, so which means I have HPV.
Right.
And I had a boyfriend at the time and we...
Was mild cervical dysplasia mean you have HPV? Have warts?
Yeah.
Why?
That's where that comes from.
I never had any warts. I just had an abnormal pap smear, which is like...
Which is a sign of the virus.
Warts, right.
Yeah, the viral.
What's dysplasia? Don't German shepherds get that too?
No, that's a different thing. Dysplasia just means abnormal nuclear... The nucleus of the cells look abnormal. They look cancerous,
what's
basically.
What's the dysplasia that dogs get in their heads?
Hip dysplasia.
Yeah, it's a different thing. It's a mechanical thing.
What would they call it, dysplasia? A dysplasia just means... Abnormal?
Yeah, let's all look it up during the break. Dysplasia usually means a pathologic... Yeah.
Let's ask our recent college grad to look it up.
Yeah. Just go to dictionary.com.
Spell it.
D-Y-S.
Yeah.
Dysplasia.
Well,
look it up on
I'm a recent college grad, so I was looking up everything, and
All right.
But it's really dysplastic is the thing, is that it's abnormal plasticity, abnormal growth.
I see. All right, Zoe, go ahead.
So... I had a boyfriend at the time, and I mean, I guess it basically means he had it too. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows who gave it to who or whatever. But
okay.
So now I'm dating a girl, and I was wondering how contagious it is between women. Like,
Very interesting question.
Very interesting question. You need to have your own dedicated.
This is the warts she's asking.
If you share,
I never had any warts. I
never had a breakout.
If you share,
just quiet.
A strain of HPV that doesn't have.
We understand warts. You're not a leper,
right?
Yeah, your vagina is still polluted in my book. But go ahead, Jim. I'm just kidding.
You're highly contagious. You can't share toys or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And any contact of body fluid at the genital level will result in transmission.
Mm. But oral.
Oral, you should be okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Hey,
so there's some questions.
Zoe, what are you guys doing physically? What's the regimen?
Well, I mean, I haven't, like, shared any toys, but, I mean, we have had oral sex a lot, but
a lot of oral. Mm-hmm.
As far as I knew, I mean, that I haven't told her.
Okay.
She probably has it, too.
Well, here's the thing. It is not as big a faux pas for a woman not to say it than it is for a guy or a girl, because that's surely going to be transferred.
Right.
For a woman, as long as you guys don't have anything that has two ends on it and a sort of a stick shift in the middle. You know what I mean? It looks like a baton. It's like a police, you know, policeman.
Got it.
Yeah. As long as you don't have anything like that, you'll probably be all right, but you should still discuss this with her.
Right.
So what do you guys do? Just oral sex? Is that what you guys are into?
Well, I mean, we've used toys, but we've only used our own toys on each other.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I mean, I kind of felt like I should do that. I mean, I know I should have told her, but...
That's all right.
Also, it was about 6 months ago, so I'm about to go in for another pap smear to see if it's gone away.
Oh, it takes a few years to go away. The dysplasia will be treated and taken care of, but the warts, even if there's no evidence of it, takes years to go away.
They didn't do any treatment because they said it was very mild.
Yeah, but Zoe, the virus persists for years.
Right.
And some of them persist permanently, and those are the ones that are associated with the more serious forms of cervical abnormalities.
That's a pretty good idea for a product, I think, just now.
Yeah. By the way, there's going to be a wart. The vaccine is, we're on the eve of the wart vaccine.
Yeah.
That is coming soon, within a couple of years.
Yeah. This is basically a dip for vibrators and dildos.
Ooh. Barbicide?
Yeah, like the blue stuff. The
Dildicide?
Dildicide. Yeah, write that down.
Yeah.
It's what the barber keeps his combs in.
Mm-hmm. The blue.
Yeah, I'll make it blue.
Yeah. It's got like a straw dispenser.
Yeah, you pull the whole rack the out. It's got a little mesh at the bottom, mm-hmm. and it's something that could, you know, a nice display.
It actually looks good on the countertop.
Right.
Yeah.
Folks coming in town.
That's the barb, beard aside.
The thing is, you know, you don't want this thing.
Aside.
This thing's got to be stuffed into a sock drawer. God knows, got the last girlfriend stink all over it. You know what I mean? Just there. Confident. Right. You know what I mean? Like when the person goes to use your bathroom on the first date, it says confidence and cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a confident person here. Yeah. They're displaying their vibrator, but on the other hand, in a very hygienic way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
If I saw that, it'd be like,
that says a lot. That tells a lot about a person right there in one shot.
Right. And actually, like, if you use the bathroom.
Now in pink. Yeah. It comes in pink now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it should be.
Ooh, instead of blue.
Summer
water. Should be in there?
It smells like watermelon.
Oh,
that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah, that is nice.
That would be awesome. Drew, write that down.
Yeah. Done and done.
All right. What did you say? We're on the eve of the...
wart vaccine.
Yep. That's what I'm going to call my comedy record.
On the eve of the wart vaccine.
Eve of the wart vaccine.
Sheena.
No, we're taking a break.
We got to take a break, but let me just say hi to Sheena. Sheena?
Yeah?
18?
Yes.
Your boyfriend's seed burns you.
Yes.
All right. Inside.
Huh? Yeah.
Inside of you.
Only down there.
Good times.
Yeah. Doesn't do anything like in your mouth.
All right, let's finish this call. Are you on the birth control pill?
No, I'm on the patch.
Shot. Patch.
Patch.
Well, sometimes.
All right, quiet. All right. You want to finish it?
It's so easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, easy for you, but not for the millions of people listening at home.
We'll go back.
And at work.
All right. We'll come back.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. Be right back with Sheena. After this.
Love Line.
Okay, wait. My hair.
We'll be right back.
Love Line.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And those of you listening on the East Coast, don't forget Strictly Sex on Discovery Health Channel tonight at midnight.
Excellent program.
I wish that were the case.
That is an excellent program.
The cash register.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you can get change out of there, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Well, that's the sound.
I'm looking at the cash register.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
I'm the cash register. Literally a millionaire, Greg. Literally. He's Just Not That Into You, the name of Greg's book, and bestseller list, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, also USA Today. Sheena, who we were speaking of and speaking to earlier, has a little burn. Sheena?
Yes.
You're and Bobby Brown in here allegedly tomorrow night. You feel a little burning sensation when your boyfriend orgasms after sex.
It feels like more than just a burning sensation.
All right, and that is a function of inflammation of the lining of the vagina. It's not as though there's something wrong with his semen. People always call us and go, "Oh, I must be allergic." No, there's something going on. Either you have a yeast infection, or you have a vaginitis, or, and this is something that's often not thought of, you have an estrogen deficiency, perhaps caused by your contraceptive pill. That people have a progesterone-estrogen combination, and the progesterone may be sort of inhibiting or affecting the estrogenization of the vaginal lining. And sometimes there's something called Vagifem, that's sort of this estrogen tablet.
Another
you can stick
horrible
in once,
cereal.
In,
oh, Vagifem.
Once
yeah.
a week.
They really need the fem part of the vag?
Yeah, of course.
Implying. Yeah. Let me ask you this, Drew.
See, now, and I was going to say he's just not that into you, which is another way of letting, yeah, if
letting
his sperm
you know.
Burns, he's letting
if
you know.
Only, if only there was that kind of that, biological yeah. Sort of message.
It'd be awesome.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually just the wrong answer.
Can't hide it.
Yeah, let my semen do my talking, sweetie.
Here we go.
What about...
I think that should tell you everything.
What about where does sperm or semen or the fluid, where does it rank on the sort of pH balance level? You know, saline solution being a 0 and just vinegar being a 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, get
it's
it
much closer to saline, I believe.
It is, but on the other hand, you don't want to get it in your eyes. Is that for other reasons? You know
probably
what I'm saying?
Reasons. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm trying to think.
I mean,
it
someone
through.
Flicks you with a little saline solution in the eye, it's nothing. You get
zero.
Hit with a little lemon juice, it stings.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you get hit with semen in the
probably,
eye, I think
I
it stings.
We could check. I think it's. I do.
Hold
believe
on,
it's a little
Chris.
Acidic.
Does it hurt when you get hit?
What does dysplasia mean? By the way,
dysplasia means abnormal
cells. No kidding.
Abnormal development or growth of tissues, organs, or cells.
Okay.
All right. That's all that means. All right. And what about the semen question? Don't duck. Literally. The semen question.
No, right now, don't duck.
Yeah,
so, it stings people's eyes if it hits you in the eye, right?
I don't know that, but it sounds like you've had some experience, so I'm going with it.
I've seen enough porn to know that it's just,
I see.
You know, there's some wincing there.
I think the pH is a little below saline, but I don't know that for a fact, so we can look that up.
Yeah. You know, really screwed porn for chicks?
Mm.
The first one that did the facial. You know what I mean? Because that opened the floodgates. It's now, all right. Now that's the way
it's
they're
all it was gone. Industry standard.
Right. It became, there was a chick in 1968 who got high enough to agree to, because before that it was enough that they were just doing porn. You know what I mean? Like, in the 50s, you know, like, hey, we'd like to film you guys having sex. That was a tall enough order. At some point, some chick, they said to her, look, he's going to need to finish on your head. And every other chick up until that point was like, are you crazy? I have, you know, I may not have high moral values, but I have my dignity. I'll get my agent on the phone. all that. And eventually one chick went, yeah, all right, give me an extra $10. I'll do that. And now that's it. It became the standard. This is what the NRA is worried about, by the way.
Of course. Yeah, you take away the banana clips. And
and all of a sudden they want your sporks.
Right.
Right? They're slippery slow.
Yes.
Slippery semen-covered slope.
Here's my question.
That's the name of the new
What's porn. This going to look like in 50 years?
What's what going to look like? The porn? Finishing on the head?
Well, what's next? Where are you guys going?
Oh, where
this?
Are we going? Oh, I got it planned out. I should show you my plan.
Oh,
I got
no.
a diorama I built. I should show that to you.
We're just sitting in the auditorium. Everything goes around. here was porn.
The year is 2000. It's a little muddy. The VO is a temp VO.
Imagine
I'm
that.
Still working on that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, Drew. Yeah,
phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. Is there a porn of the future? Or is just the technology is going to change? Or the behavior is going to evolve?
I don't know. I imagine it'll take a turn for, like, remember, whenever things start to spin out, like when the hippie movement, when the bell bottoms, when the sort of guys with, you know, long hair and holes in their jeans and chicks got grungy enough, like not wearing makeup and just everyone grew their hair out and everything. Eventually, there was a preppy trend.
Oh, right.
That's eventually, it swung back.
So we're gonna go to some more traditional kinds of.
It's interesting. Guys in sailor outfits, chicks with their hair up and bouffants. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying what ended up happening is when we got to our grungiest. You know, in like 1977, 78, when things really just, people just started wearing ponchos and boots around and no one got a haircut and everyone just looked like a flea bag. So eventually that led way to polo shirts and penny loafers and, you know, well, makeup and pearls. Remember women started wearing pearls?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes,
all of a sudden, all guys look like, you know, guys from, you know, 50s instructional videos.
Right. And we're going to do that with the porn.
So porn's going to go back to women wearing pearls?
I think what happened, in a way. I think
oh, boy.
What ends up happening is when stuff spins out far enough, here's what it is. It's always about rebellion.
Yeah, but this seems like something so animalistic that it's like out of control. Like it's the government will have to
bring
maybe,
it back. But again, getting back to the preppy versus hippie, what is when everyone's got a beard down to their knees and hair down to here and wearing a jeans with 1,000 holes in it, rebellion is a short haircut.
Right, right.
You know, when this becomes the norm, then whatever isn't the norm becomes rebellion.
Right, right.
Do you think they'll create a whole line of now, like new porn where people actually never actually have sex? It'll go the complete opposite thing where two people will just be people on camera with the potential of having sex but never get to it.
No, I think the guys are going to finish on themselves.
maybe it'll be guy, or it's guys watching porn. Your porn is guys watching porn.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ah, interesting.
Ooh.
It's a guy.
Yeah. Seductive.
Commentary on the state of humanity.
Right.
It's always nice when the guys are doing the double porn, you know, and they're Well, it's two guys on a chick.
Oh, right.
And they're trying to finish off. First off, that timing. Talk about amazing. You know what I mean? Trying to sync my scrotum.
And those guys don't get the credit they deserve. Now, it's like a dance.
They just
it really
don't,
is.
They just don't get the credit they deserve. There's two of you. You're over the same chick, and you're trying to crescendo at the same time. Now, here's the thing. Your job is to finish at the same time. You're staring down the business end of Ron Jeremy, who also has the same goal. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Once in a while, there's a little rogue shot that makes it on to the other guy. And that's where I would need my money.
Anderson, come on.
That's where I would need my money.
There should be insurance for that.
It'd be an interesting thing. Like, you take it, you remember at the airport? You get that little insurance.
Yeah, take out a little travel insurance.
Yeah.
You'd
do that for porn insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, they'd have to do a little DNA swab thing just to make sure you weren't trying
You've
to build the
been
system.
Exposed, yeah. Yes.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191.
Well, that's the night. That's the show. Bobby Brown, theoretically, in here tomorrow night. Let's just assume he's going to be here until told otherwise. He's doing Kimmel, and Kimmel will do his best to get him over here. So, Bobby, tomorrow night. Greg, thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Quick plug for Greg. He doesn't need the book plug, but July 7th through the 10th, that's Thursday through Sunday, at the Irvine Improv. Check him out, doing his stand-up all this week from Thursday on. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Gold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.